The annual ice removal on Parks Creek, where it crosses Lakeshore Drive, is set to begin Monday. Mild temperatures last year meant the effort wasn't needed, but a return to a more normal winter this year requires ice to be taken off the waterway. The purpose of removing the ice on the creek is to allow spring runoff from the ongoing melt and precipitation to flow unobstructed into Lake Nipissing and prevent flooding in the lower reaches of the creek, explains Robin Allen, interim SAO, North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority, NBMCA. The organization is urging the public and snowmobilers to stay off the creek and away from the mouth of the creek at Lake Nipissing. Removal of ice between the flood control structure and Lake Nipissing will help minimize the risk of any property flooding or ice damage to the control structure, said Daryl O'Neill, lands and property foreperson. The ice removal will also continue a short distance into Lake Nipissing, he added. The Parks Creek backflood control structure, located at Eva Wardlaw Conservation Area, was installed in 1994-95 to prevent high water levels in Lake Nipissing from backing up Parks Creek and flooding its surrounding lowlands, causing basement flooding and overcharging the municipal storm sewer system for approximately 500 homes. NBMCA assesses the capacity of Parks Creek to absorb the spring melt and manages the dam on the creek to ensure that people and property along the creek are safe from the risks associated with flooding. Lakeshore Drive residents in the area should experience minimal disruption from the ice removal project. NBMCA is not anticipating any disturbance to the creek bed, and the ice will be placed on the banks of Parks Creek to slowly melt, says the release. The public is urged to stay away from the ice piles as they are being removed.